Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Dylan's also in charge of Top 5 Tuesday today, which we have not mentioned yet. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Y'all are going to be mad. I'll just say that.
All right. 7:40. About an hour from now.
That's y'all will a good lead in, man.
I guarantee you will be angry.
Oh, man. All right.
All right. The first college football playoff rankings will come out tonight at 8 o'clock. Who do you guys think are going to be in the top 12?
Woo! That's a loaded question,
let me start
Allie.
Somewhere out. Let me start a softer question. How much weight do these initial rankings really hold?
In my book, zero.
There's a lot of football left.
I mean, you can be ranked number one right now and lose and start losing games and not being it. The overreaction, and this is what happens, and I love it because we talk about them, and it gets you excited about if your team's in there anyway. It's not mine. But it gets you kind of excited. But there's a really good chance Ohio State's not number one. In fact, I could sit here and make an argument for you that Texas A&M should be the number one team in the country in the college football playoff rankings. And Indiana should be too. And then Ohio State, based on who they've played and how they've played. Because what's Ohio State's best win?
Probably Texas.
Yes, a two-loss Texas team, right? Yeah. So now a two-loss Texas team, which – so no, I don't. To me, that's not, I'm not. I don't think that's a good. I don't think that's worthy of it.
Yeah, you know and I think that it's hard, Allie, because I don't think they hold much weight at all in terms of what we'll see in a month or a month and a half. When these teams head to the college football playoff, but I do think that there is a lot of insight and kind of reading between the lines in terms of what they're looking at. You know what I mean? Like if they do come out and put Texas A&M number one. All right, and then all of a sudden you're looking at the strength of the teams that they're playing down the stretch, like a Texas who sits at, top 15. Texas is, what, 11 these days in the AP? I don't even know. But
13, yeah.
Okay, well, so then you all of a sudden look at Texas's win over in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's starting to creep back into the picture. And all those things kind of work with one another, specifically when we get down to rivalry weekend and championship weekend. And then all of a sudden if you see an A&M – where, hey, they really had high value in Texas A&M building up to the initial release. How did they look against Texas? How did they look against whoever they played in Atlanta? There's so many conversations surrounding that.
The one team I think matters for me is Notre Dame. Where's Notre Dame ranked?
Yeah.
Because Notre Dame looked way better 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And now I
because
say three
of the Miami loss.
Because Miami's lost, what, two or three?
Yeah.
Miami's lost two in the last three weekends, if I'm not mistaken. Trying to remember when that Friday night game was because the weekend's kind of blur. But let's just go with that, right? 3 weeks ago, Notre Dame was like, they went out there a lock. Their two losses would be to Miami in the first week on the road and A&M in a shootout. Now, that was a home game. But so... now that's kind of changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? But Notre Dame's the 10th in the AP. So that's the one team, because they don't have the benefit of a conference championship. They need to be in the top 15, I would say, top 12, and kind of win out, and that way they can. That way they started there, and they're not doing anything to knock themselves out.
That's just so hard for me, man, because I'm sitting here looking at it, and let's just say that Texas wins out. That would include a win in Athens. Now, that would be a great win, but Texas also has, you know, two losses on the books, a couple of overtime victories against bad teams, and I start looking at them going, if they went out, they're in. They're not going to play. They're probably not going to play in the conference championship game, but a 10-2 Texas, I think, would be in that picture.
Who'd you rather? All right. Notre Dame.
Which one wins they already?
Notre Dame. With their best win, their biggest win right now, if they went out, their two best wins would be USC at home and Navy. Maybe Pitt. You could make an argument for Pitt. We just got to see how that finishes out for
okay.
Pitt. Or, who are we talking about? Texas.
Texas. Or you can even throw Oklahoma in there. They both have very similar kind of finishes here.
Or Texas, whose best win would be against Oklahoma if they went out, and Georgia and A&M.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to say they went out, they're in.
See, that's the thing for me is Notre Dame is going to get the benefit of their. Is Notre Dame going to get more benefit from their two losses than their actual wins?
And I think
that is based on where they are in the initial. We're going to know more about that based on the initial rankings.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, and I used to look at this always, this before the, you know, the college football playoff thing went to expanded to 12 teams, but you'd always be able to look at those back-end teams. And I'm talking about, like, 15 through 25, and that would always give you the inkling of, like, what teams that they value because they're setting themselves up.
Yeah.
Right? I remember, and I can't remember, they were trying to value, like, a team like a Kent State randomly at, like, 24th. And you start looking at Kent State's schedule, and they had some kind of weird conference game against, like, LSU. And you're like, oh, here comes the LSU is going to play a top 25 team here at the end of the year. I can't remember who it was, but you could always tell at the back end of it who that they're valuing. And I think that there's a lot to do. Like a team – here's a prime example, a team like Missouri. Like, where is Missouri at tonight? I think all of a sudden you start looking at Missouri, and it's not so much about Missouri getting in the top 12. It's about the teams that they're playing, like in Oklahoma down the stretch, or like a Bama who beat them, or whoever else it may be, and going, dude, that team has lost two quarterbacks. Like, let's be real.
It's literally why I started with Notre Dame, is because they have two losses by 4 points to top 25 teams, one of which could be the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
So are they setting – they don't need to set A&M up. A&M, I don't believe, needs to be set up because, look, they're 8-0. A&M's schedule is got Missouri already on it. And then it's South Carolina, Samford, and Texas. So A&M goes with one loss. If they lose one game, they're in the playoff. They don't need to be set up. But are you setting Notre Dame up because of the brand and because of what that brings in it? And because you're like, hey, we think that they'd be undefeated if they hadn't played two teams and lost by 4 points, and both of those were the first two games of the season.
Yeah, I think they're in at 10-2.
That's why I said wherever they're at, because Notre Dame doesn't have really anything.
Do you remember who their loss was to last year, though?
Notre Dame? Yeah, it was terrible. It was a MAC loss, right?
It was Northern Illinois at home.
Yeah.
And they were 11-1. They lost Northern Illinois.
But it was one loss, and you had better wins than you're going to have this year. You don't have any really good wins this year. And so
I guess they did beat A&M last year, although A&M was not A&M.
That was at A&M. But no, A&M was like a three-loss team last year, weren't they?
Four, I think.
I'll double check. But they had a good run too. So to me, like that's where they're setting them up to leave them saying, well, look, we had them not in our initial poll.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything to show us they should drop.
Yeah. Oklahoma's an interesting one to me, too, but there's so many different ways to look at this. Oklahoma plays Bama in a couple weeks. That's a frightening game for Bama, I think.
I think it's different for teams that play in a conference with good game with good teams and have good fights left on their schedule. It's not for a team that doesn't really have any of those left. That's the only reason I went there. And they're an independent, and all they've got to do is basically win 10 games every year, and I think they're in.
Hey, are y'all ready for someone's Twitter to be exposed?
I cannot wait. Yeah,
let's expose Michael P. over there.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it would be the ultimate reversal.
It would be ultimate if it was you. But I know it's not. It's me, I'm sure.
It is not Mikey P. over there.
I was going to say, I have some angry tweets, but probably 10 years ago.
I got to find those.
Yeah, maybe.
Now I have a project.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This week you are heading to Berlin, Germany, Bo. And last week you were talking about how...
He's a man of the people.
You're a man of the people. You're positive on Twitter. And that's what you love about Twitter. You get to educate people.
I never said I was positive.
I think
I said that I appreciate the conversation.
And I want to extend grace to you because it wasn't like 8:52 that this was happening. So I think you were delirious at this point.
Yeah.
And not recalling the things you have tweeted in the past. So we're going to blend the two.
This is good.
Well, how long in the past are we going? Because I've openly admitted that my past is checkered on Twitter, but I've gotten better. I've been through like a Twitter rehab.
This is so good, dude.
All right. So we're going to go through your Twitter, and we're to reveal these tweets, A, in German. And then Mikey P over here is going to read them as, Mike, believe they were delivered.
Oh, I've got them right here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right. Dylan, can you play tweet number one?
Du kannst sagen, was du willst. Und ich kann sagen, was ich will.
All right.
Go for it.
My turn?
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want, and I can say whatever I want.
Well, that was last night. That ended. That made me happy. And that was an all-day conversation.
Who were you talking to last night?
That was the caller.
Oh.
That called in, and then we started tweeting, and we're not on the same page. We both want the same thing, and we even tweeted at the end. We had a kumbaya. So you guys just make it angry, and it's not.
I think a lot of yours could use, I don't know, that you're not an LOL guy, but like a ha or
that,
you know, to kind of soften
the blow. That one wasn't a ha. I really was like, you can say whatever you want, and I can say whatever I want. I don't have to say what you want me to say.
I think I nailed it, Allie.
But the reality was is that the whole thing, so I didn't mean to dude y'all, is like, we can have different opinions. Just because you're wrong and I'm right, it doesn't mean you can't be wrong.
All right.
Dude, we got to move on.
Yes, let's go.
Fine.
Dylan, number two.
Das ist der Verletzungsbericht von gestern. Wenn du schon etwas tweetest, dann sei wenigstens korrekt.
That's yesterday's injury report. If you want to tweet stuff, at least be accurate.
No, I wasn't as angry with that.
Which is a fine point to make, but we all know the delivery was a little like, you want to tweet?
This is awesome.
It's not angry. That's not angry. That's like, dude, are you for real now?
We got four more. I want to get
all right,
to all
let's
these.
Go.
Yeah, let's all go. Right, number three.
Ach so, so werden die Platzierungen ermittelt? Durch eine negative Punktedifferenz?
Oh, is that how the standings are determined? Negative point differential?
I love the attitude the German tweet had.
I know. Like, again, she's a little esteemed.
That's more sarcastic, you're a moron, than angry. But
okay. Number four, Dylan.
Es geht ihm weniger um sein Gehalt, sondern vielmehr darum, dass er Nein sagen kann. Warum sollte er zu einem dieser Teams gehen?
She kind of hammered home the nine.
It's a long one.
It's more about the fact that he can say no than his salary. Why would he go to either of those teams? Can I get some context here? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Is it Lane? Are we talking about Lane?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I need to see. I don't know. When was that tweeted?
I don't know.
It's probably. It's Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's Sam. Somebody was like, well, if he was worth the crap, we'd have traded him to the Browns or the Giants by now. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't, because he can say no.
There
Why the
go.
Hell would he go there?
All right.
All right, let's finish off with number five.
All right, let's do it.
Wovon redest du überhaupt?
What are you even talking about?
I don't know.
Is there a polite way to word
that? He's like, I tweet that once a week. I don't know.
I do tweet that.
Do number six? We have time.
Do it. Just do it.
I'll
take the blame. I'm management.
Ich verstehe, dass dein Lebensziel hier die Entlassung des Trainers ist, aber der Versuch, den Quarterback nach nur 9 Starts seiner Karriere zu begraben, zeugt von purer Ignoranz.
Sheesh. All right.
That's about Michael Penix not having enough starts and someone's ignorant.
I get your life goal on here is for the coach to be fired, but trying to bury a quarterback 9 starts into his career is pure ignorance.
That could have been aimed at like some people on this station. I mean,
Jeremy,
nice work.
I hope you are ready for
Let's
Bo
go.
Morgan.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I got my cell phone plan intact now.
92.9. This is our game.
Don't forget your wallet.
We did not plan that either.
No. Coming up, now that we've had time to process, we're going to iron out the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's Falcons game. Mike and Bo have been reviewing film to see what went well, what went bad. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.